there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 12 to 3 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The draft in many ways was overshadowed because one of the superstar players, I mean, we're okay calling Aaron Rodgers a superstar, right? I mean, he was this year's NFL's MVP. He's won a Super Bowl, and he's also, you know, the face of the discount double check and many other commercials, right? So he's been the guest host on Jeopardy. He's a superstar. He's above the level of even 90% of the quarterbacks in terms of name recognition out there. It wasn't until draft day that we found out he was so disenchanted with the Packers that he would be willing to not return or potentially retire. We found that out draft day, so a week ago, this coming Thursday. And I hypothesized this last Thursday, and I believe it to be true now that I've talked to many people in the league. A story like that comes out when he wants to come out, and he wanted to come out on draft day because he wanted to the Packers for drafting Jordan Love in the first round last year, not telling him. So it was, for lack of a better term, petty. Don't believe me? Here's Terry Bradshaw on a radio show in New York.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a 3-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the 3rd or 4th round. I had him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
I think it's about a conversation. I think if we're being fair with Aaron Rodgers, is he upset? Yes. And I had coffee with a NFL GM this morning, and he told me he's like, every place I've been, your starting quarterback calls you or texts you as soon as you draft a quarterback in any round. It doesn't matter how secure the guy is. And he's like, look, this is not new. Now, should Green Bay have given him a little bit of heads up? Yeah. Should they give him a little bit of, just kind of a little bit of feeling like he's got a say in the room specifically with his offense? Sure they should. And I think that's what a lot more of this is about than the idea of competition. He believes that they have a plan for him to be shown the door. Like, here's the thing, though. If Aaron Rodgers wanted control over his career and where he was going to play, he shouldn't have signed that last contract. That's really what it comes down to. You know, I disagree with how much the Dallas Cowboys are paying Dak, but at least God bless Dak. Dak, at the end of this next deal, he'll control his own fate. If he feels like the organization has not been fair to him, I would say the organization's been more than fair to him. But you're allowed to. That's the one thing about Brady. Like, Tom Brady left, but he left after 19 years, and he's like, I just want to try something different. And he was a free agent, free to walk. The guy said, you have a contract for 3 more years. If you wanted to control your own destiny, then you know what you shouldn't have signed? You shouldn't have signed a long-term contract. Well, I would have made less money. Okay. But now you would have been able to control it. So I would say that's why he's so angry and spiteful. He's like, look, I signed what I thought was a lifetime deal. I played well. I went along with everything. And this is what happened. And they're probably thinking like, Aaron, we don't really know with you. We didn't know with you. We signed you to a long-term deal, but you know, when we drafted Jordan Love, we didn't know how much he had left in the tank because you hadn't played as well as you did this year. It's the old failure to communicate. Failure to communicate. I don't think that means he's mentally soft. I do think that he's somebody who feels like he deserves to be told. Here's Greg Jennings, a former teammate of Aaron Rodgers, on FS1 yesterday.
The one issue when it comes to Aaron Rodgers is when you have touched him, when you have wronged him and you're on the other side, there is no forgetting that. There is no letting that go. And that is what Aaron Rodgers is dealing with and facing. He is looking at a general manager that, in the manner of, yes, he does have to replace guys. That is his job. That is why you hire general managers, to replace talent. However, the manner of which he went and did it, reaching for a first round guy who potentially would have never even gotten drafted in the first round, moving up to grab him.
Correct.
That, in my opinion, correct, in Aaron Rodgers' opinion, was a blatant slap in the face.
Okay. Well, I don't want to. I love Greg and I've worked with him before and he played in the NFL, but he's wrong if he thinks that Jordan Love wasn't getting drafted in the first round. Right. That's why the Packers moved up. It was to move in front of somebody who they thought was going to take him. If you remember, Jordan Love was viewed as kind of this year's Trey Lance. You know, a guy very inexperienced, one really good year, one disappointing year at Utah State, but a ton of talent. And he's viewed as he was 2 years away, which is kind of their timeline for let's wait and see on Aaron Rodgers. But it's... like, let's not change. If you want to say they didn't communicate with him, fine. The only reason they traded up was they thought they had a first-round draft pick talent quarterback. They knew with Aaron Rodgers, they're not going to select in the top 10, 15 picks. So to move up a couple spots and just get rid of a third or fourth-round pick to do so, that doesn't kill them. When you start to have to move multiple ones and move around to move up in the draft to get a quarterback, that's what kills your franchise. You know, look what the Bears had to do. That's what they would have had to do. So instead, They got a guy who's a developmental quarterback because they knew they're not in the market right now to get a new quarterback. When they are next year or the following year, they'll have a replacement. So I do think Aaron is petty. I do think that Green Bay should have communicated better. So he has a bit of a point. But I also think, where's he going to go? You going to retire? You're not paying back $22 million in bonuses. And I don't think Green Bay particularly wants to ask. You got to force yourself to be traded? Fine. It happens all the time. Russell Wilson asked to be traded. He's still in Seattle. Deshaun Watson wasn't going to be traded. He's still in Houston. Now he's untradeable. But I do think that the pettiness that I talked about, the fact that he uses that spite as fuel, but sometimes it comes around to bite him, is why and when it came out and how it's come out. And now we're at the place of, okay, we know it's Brian Gutekunst that on some level he believes has done him wrong.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. When I saw the final score, I was like, is that a real score? And the answer is apparently. Yeah, last night I was watching, I watched a bunch of NBA hoops last night. And, I mean, the Lakers nearly gave one away. Boy, the Warriors put it on the Pelicans. Zion had 32, but Draymond really frustrated him in the first half, and Steph ends up with 41-8. I'll tell you, kind of a sneaky good team is the Hawks. Since they made the coaching change, I kind of like the Hawks. I want to be careful how I see it. And of course, everybody's going crazy because the Knicks won their 37th game, 118-104. Julius Randle, 28-6. But, you know, maybe more interesting is the Wizards, who got off to a miserable start as they're trying to get into the regular playoffs or the play-in. They end up winning in regulation 154-141. That's in regulation. In regulation. That's insane. Insane. Yeah, I would say the over. I don't even know the over-under, but there's the likelihood of a 295 being the over-under. It was pretty comical. What do you think the over-under was in it? I actually just pulled it up.
Oh, man. 230.
What do you think there, Ramos?
See, Wizards, they score a lot. I would say like 210.
210? So you thought both teams would score 105 points?
Yeah, why not? Low scoring game.
Okay. What'd you think the line should be Isaac Lohenkron? Oh, Steve DeSager. Steve, what'd you think?
I'll say 211 and try and win both showcases.
I like the way you think. Okay. So the Washington Wizards taking on the Pacers last night, was that May 3rd? Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So the betting line was the Wizards were 3.5-point favorites, so they covered. The over-under was 246. 246. So what did you say? What did you say, Gavin?
I said 230.
Okay, so you win without going over.
There we go. Right?
You win without going over. But still, even 246, that splits into what? One, like 125, 121?
Yeah.
That's still high, right?
Yeah. It's still, you think that's
even
a pretty...
Even now, yeah.
Yeah. Then you look at the score, 154-141. You're like, damn.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
In regulation,
Regulation. Washington scored 36, 46, 40, and 32 in the fourth quarter. Anyway, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double, 24 assists. That's insane. That's crazy. 24 assists. Now, if you've watched, the NBA assists has gotten worse and worse. Like, you pass to a guy, he takes four dribbles. Well, it led directly to a basket, but he did. He had 24 assists. Now, they made 63 field goals, so it's not as crazy as it seems. Here's Scott Brooks after the game talking about his star point guard.
I used to always say he's going to probably go down as the third best point guard ever, but I think he's past one, and he's going to go down as probably the second best. And one is obviously Magic. He's going to, what he does, there's no point guard has ever done it. Nobody.
He's absolutely technically correct. So if we're going to go by the stats, he's the greatest point guard ever. The reality is that's not the reality. The perception would be is based upon the stats. The reality is there's far more possessions dominated by one or two guys on this team than other teams in the league. And when you have more possessions, you have more shots. When you have more shots, you have more assists, you have more rebounds. And then when you have the ball as much as he has, then you have more points as well. And he only took eight shots last night. He clearly came in trying to set up his teammates, and he accomplished that task getting 24 assists. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Russell Westbrook stinks or that he won't be in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't stink. He's really good. He will be in the Hall of Fame. But, and I love Scotty. I've known him since I was a kid watching him play at UC Irvine. But does he really think he's better than Isaiah Thomas and Steve Nash than John Stockton? You know, is he better than Chris Paul? And if it's about the triple doubles and the stats, then okay, that would mean he's better than Jason Kidd. He's not. So I don't think you can go by the raw data of the stats. I think you have to take into account how the game is played how he plays where he dominates the ball, the volume of possessions, as well as the volume of possessions he has the ball. And it's a better explanation for why he's so statistically dominant.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Carly Lloyd joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. We were just talking about like the Olympics. Like, do you know? Do we know? Like, we think it's a go. Do they call important people like you and go, Carly, it's a go, or Carly, it's not a go? Do you know for sure if we're playing this summer?
I mean, I guess no news is good news. It's all going forward as of now. So that's a good thing.
What's that like from your perspective? What is it like for all these players where they think, but it's been just such a weird in terms of the ramp up the last year and everything that happened last year. What do you think that this is all like?
It's hard. You know, I think for soccer players, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it just extends it another year. But for, you know, people that, I don't know, are wrestlers, track, other sports where, you know, everything is timed perfectly of when you're going to have trials and when you're going to peak. And so I know it probably has to make it incredibly difficult for some of those athletes. But I think, you know, the nature of life in general is that it's very unpredictable. So, you know, here's something that's really out of all of our control. And everybody just has to prepare as if it's going to go on. Obviously, we, you know, hear rumblings like the people in Japan don't want it. And I think there, you know, is another, emergency that they have over there with a couple of new waves of the virus. So you kind of have to just block all that out and just train as if everything's going according to plan and then just deal with it.
Carly Lloyd joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show, a two-time World Cup champion, two-time FIFA World Player of the Year, two-time Olympic gold medalist, searching for that that third gold medal this summer. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Was it COVID? Was it all this stuff being shut down? What led to you reconnecting with your family?
I think it was a lot of different things. I think the slow pace of life. Obviously, I picked up an injury where I eventually had to get surgery in 2020. So that actually came first. Next was cutting ties with my former trainer of 17 years. So that kind of happened in September. And then before you know it, I started talking with my family and reconnecting and just thinking a lot about that, about where we had gotten to at this point and, you know, what it was really about. And next thing you know, we're spending Thanksgiving and Christmas together and we all haven't looked back since. So it's been really amazing. I know 2020 has been a really challenging year for most people. I'm extremely blessed because I've got my family back in my life again. And I think it was just, you know, all the right timing on both sides. So that's the most important thing.
Who picked up the phone first?
You know, my sister, I had been talking to my sister since 2016, since my book came out. She reached out to me and she was actually pregnant, about to deliver her first child. And I think, you know, those emotions, she wanted, you know, her firstborn to have an aunt and an uncle. So we have been talking since then, and you know, I just had been talking to her throughout 2020, and she kind of helped bridge everything together. So it's just weird how things kind of work out. The fact that we were talking and she kind of helped bridge that thing together, but it was, you know, really great, and you know, it was definitely a little different at first when you're, you know, seeing your parents for the first time in, you know, 12 years or so. So it was definitely an amazing feeling.
Well, I mean, there always is some light that comes out of the darkness, and that's amazing, amazing stuff. Carly Lloyd joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. You've been doing this a long time, okay? Most random, I played professional basketball in Russia, OK, Okay. So my first professional game in Russia, we played in St. Petersburg, and I got done, and you know, I want to get some ice for my knees. So I was like, can I get some ice? And like, lüt. It's like, I just ice. I don't lüt, lüt. I was like, yeah, lüt. Like, nina, snig. I was like, I don't care. Just bring. So they went outside. They literally scooped up some ice and put it in a couple of like plastic trash bags. And that's what I did. Scooped up snow, literally snow off the ground, packed it in. And that was your ice. Most random post game. Cause you played everywhere, right? I mean, Man City, the leagues all in the States, everywhere in the world. Most random post game treatment where?
You know, I can't say that I've ever had an experience like that, but I do know that most people in Europe, they don't do the ice thing. Ice is not a big thing for them.
No, they do the ice every single day. Yeah, they do the sauna. In Russia, they do the sauna, and then you hop into the cold tub, and then you hop out, and then they beat you with the leaves. They do all kinds of stuff there. Like, did you ever do the sauna where they did the honey on you in the sauna or any of that stuff?
No. You've had some crazy experiences. I haven't had that many crazy experiences like you have.
Well, I was trying to set you up for the CBD stuff that you're working with now, right? Like, because now you come out, you lather yourself up, you get the CBD
oils.
Well,
that's not crazy. Yeah.
Huh? I know.
Yeah,
but
what
used to be the crazy treatments were like, this stuff makes what sense?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a market that I think many athletes are starting to tap into. Obviously, we as athletes need products to be THC-free. So that's a big thing because of the drug testing and all that. So, yeah, when my agent sent me a box of CBD Medic products last year, this is actually even before my knee injury, I'm like, oh, okay, give these a try. Next thing you know, I'm going in for surgery, and I'm rubbing this stuff on my knee, and it was instant. I mean, you know, usually you get products and you're like, oh, okay, they somewhat work. But this was instant. You know, I've used the arthritis cream, the active sport one, sleep with the arthritis one really works good. But it's been a lifesaver because I've never had to go through a surgery before. And so when you go through a surgery, you know, have all these scar tissue pains and just stuff that you have to break down in there. So it really helped me. And it's been, you know, amazing partner to be associated with. And I've given the products to my family, my husband, everybody loves them. So it's great. And there's even 25% off. So everybody can check out charlottesweb.com and get 25% off with my promo code of Carly25. So I encourage you all to check out some of the awesome products.
CharlottesWeb.com, promo code Carly25. What is the feeling like of having a medal around your neck and seeing Old Glory in front of you? Like, you've been, like, when you play national teams and you play international soccer, you've seen and done everything. You know other countries. We're far from perfect. But that moment where it starts to play and it gets real, who you are, what you represent, and all the successes you ladies have had, what's that moment like?
It's incredible. You know, I've been across the world. I've been to many, many places. You know, you're proud. You're proud to represent your country. You know, it's an honor every time I step out onto the pitch to be able to play alongside of my teammates, to play for the fans, play for our country. So it's amazing. And, you know, there's no feeling in the world that I could ever describe of how it feels to stand up on a podium and receive a gold medal. We're going to say gold medal because I have two gold medals. So it's just amazing. And I know this team now, we've got a lot of great players on it. Obviously, Vlaco has to make some decisions as far as rosters. But, you know, this team is incredibly talented, and we're going to all do our best, no matter who's on the roster, to go fight for that gold medal.
How's your knee?
Knee's been great. I've been probably training harder now at the age of almost 39 than I ever have in my career. So my load is increased. Knee's feeling strong, feeling good. All is good.
Carly, I you know, as somebody who's passed through their mid-30s, you're still in your mid-30s. Until you're 40, you're in your mid-30s. That's it. Like, yeah, you know, somebody who's in my mid-30s, coming back from a knee injury, you don't need to throw. It doesn't matter if you're 39 or 31. You're in your mid-30s. Technically, you're somewhere in the middle of your 30s.
That is true. Once I hit 39 in July, though, this summer, it's like, oh, you're really close to 40. You know, 38's like, 39. My husband said to me the other day, he's like, you're going to be 39. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Not sure that came out the way you wanted to come out there, hon. You're going to be 39.
Yeah.
That's a long, you're really old. You're just, but listen, not for me.
No.
I'm just the rest of the rest.
Young at heart.
Carly, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us again. Remember that charlottesweb.com. The promo code is Carly21. Cannot wait to see you represent us in Japan this summer. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gannholm joins us, Yahoo NFL writer, and covers the NFL draft. We'll get to his draft grades in a second. Do you think Aaron Rodgers plays for the Packers this year?
It certainly feels like there's a standoff here that, you know, a trip to California or a I'm sorry card or anything like that is not going to fix. So, yeah, he feels pretty dug in right now. And I think you're right, your hypothesis about the timing of the story getting leaked out. You know, Aaron keeps his circle very tight. You know, he's not one to just sort of drop stuff to media folks very often. There was a point behind it. There was a purpose. And, yeah, I think he wanted them to have to answer publicly, meaning the Packers brass and specifically Brian Gutekunst, the GM, you know, for their situation, their handling of it. Now, does that make him right? To your point, seems awfully petty. Seems like it could have been handled a different way. Seems like they had been trying for 3 months to make this thing right. So, you know, were the Packers at fault at one point? Sure. Is Rodgers handling this the best way? Oh, I don't know. So, you know, it certainly feels like the Brett Favre situation, different circumstances, but basically an echo of that, you know, 10-plus years later, and here we are. My best guess is no, but you never know. Are they going to come after his bonus money? Are they going to come after his salary? Those are unanswered questions right now.
This just broke. This is interesting, and it's something we've actually talked about. Juwan James is starting offensive tackle for the Broncos. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles. This is from Adam Schefter. Working out away from the team's facility, per sources, James's $10 million salary for the upcoming season is now in jeopardy, being that Denver is no longer obligated to pay him working out off-site. Right? So here's the fine print to the Players Association telling people not to show up. If you work out off-site and you get hurt, you're not right. Covered. Additionally, all of these rookies, they get their signing bonuses when they show up for these off-season workouts, right? That's part of the contract. How do you think this all ends up?
Yeah, I mean, right. That's a fascinating story. And Juwan James, obviously, they had big hopes for him. You know, he opted out last season, didn't play much the year before because of injuries. Big disappointment there. You know, we've seen teams get very personal with these things, like Malik McDowell, who actually just signed with the Cleveland Browns last week after a stint in prison. I mean, he, you know, when he didn't sort of meet the ends of the agreement with the Seahawks, they went petty on him and they went after his signing bonus. I want to say it was like, you know, $1 million or $800,000 or whatever it was. So, you know, it's rare, but obviously teams can go after these things if it's a situation just like this where they get hurt away from the field, and especially for a player who, you know, hasn't in their mind lived up to the, you know, the money they gave him in the first place. So, yeah, I mean, there's always situations like this to play out where, you know, teams feel like they have a right to go after that money, and I wouldn't put it past them at all.
Who did the best? Who did the best this in the NFL draft?
Well, if quarterback's the most important position, and you're a franchise like the Chicago Bears that has had so little hope, you know, going back to the days of Sid Luckman, I think you'd argue, you know, I would have to think that might be the single most impactful move. Now, granted, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, we've known about for months, and, you know, maybe the Jets have a star in Zach Wilson, but, you know, basically you can count all the other teams, like the San Francisco 49ers taking Trey Lance, you know, the Panthers and Broncos passing up on the opportunity to take Fields. The Minnesota Vikings giving kind of a, I would say, half-hearted attempt to move up, and they were in a better position. They had more picks than the Bears. If they wanted Fields, they probably could have had him. it didn't feel like it was a priority for them. It was more of an unexpected circumstance, him being on the board at 11. So the Bears were the aggressors. I felt like they had to. I didn't necessarily see a clear path for them getting somebody of Fields' caliber. I thought it might be Mac Jones if they did get someone out of that top five quarterback group. But, you know, they also had a nice draft after that. But that's the pick. That's the one that everyone's hinging their hopes on. So I felt like they did a great job. You know, the Browns had a great draft, obviously hosting the event too, and, you know, filling a lot of needs and making a lot of smart selections, I thought, especially on defense. So, but the Bears, I mean, look, this is a team that's had a lot of questions with their draft record and certainly their quarterback position.
Let me ask you about the Niners. Do you believe that he was always the guy, or did they flip? They changed their mind and changed to Trey Lance when it was originally Mac Jones?
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan saw something in Mac Jones for sure. I think there was obviously an affection there, a very high interest. Whether they had to talk him out of it or whether there was a collaborative effort to change their minds or to kind of focus on Fields, I mean on Trey Lance, rather, I can't say for certain because I haven't gotten it from anybody inside the building, but there certainly were a lot of people early on who all seem to arrive, and these are folks in the media who, you know, have very good reputations, who are, you know, patterned newsbreakers, and, you know, for the report to come out so firmly early on, it's Mac, trust us on this one. It certainly felt like that was the initial inclination. Perhaps the more work they had done, they'd seen something in Lance, or they convinced themselves that this was worth the risk. I don't know. I don't buy that they didn't go in there with an idea of who they were picking, but that would suggest that maybe it changed along the way. So it's a really fascinating situation, and we're going to compare Lance to Fields and, you know, Lance to Mac Jones, and this is going to be one of those years where you do kind of a lot of cross-pollinating and say, all right, well, they passed on Justin Fields. What happened there? Or they could have had this quarterback if they wanted, but they didn't. For the next 5-10 years, we're going to be discussing this quarterback class in those terms. And so, you know, 49ers took an awful risk. I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. How does Mac Jones work in a New England system?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is more the style of quarterback that Josh McDaniels has been used to working with. Now, what the timetable is, I don't know, and that's the thing. I think Cam Newton's going to have every opportunity to keep the job because Bill said he's a starter now. And so you're essentially working with, you know, two slightly different offenses, and you're grooming the quarterback on the side. I mean, you know, Brady threw three passes his rookie year. You know, there haven't been a lot of other rookie quarterbacks who've been able to play in New England because of Brady. It's hard to say, but I do think he comes in with the right sort of pedigree, even though his starting experience is only 17 games. You know, he watched Jalen Hurts. He watched Tua Tagovailoa. He ran the scout team. He practiced against the Alabama team for 3 years. So, you know, I think Mac's going to be in a good situation preparation-wise to come in and know exactly what to expect. But, you know, I wouldn't envision him being the starting quarterback early on. But if they start out kind of the way they did after Newton got COVID and play the way they did in the middle of the season, you know, it's going to be a clarion call. I mean, everyone's going to want to see Mac at that point. It's not going to be anyone caring about, you know, Stidham or anybody else on the roster at that point. So, you know, the rookies tend to play these days, and you don't see, other than Jordan Love, you don't see rookies sit out their rookie year. So I do think at some point we're going to see Mac Jones probably starting at some point this season for the Patriots.
All right, so there's some other drafts classes that people really like. I want to ask you about Cincinnati. Cincinnati, do you like the move for the best wide receiver in the draft, or should they have taken the best offensive tackle in the draft?
I think they made the right move. I mean, I had Chase ahead of Penei Sewell by about, you know, four slots on my board, so it wasn't a huge drop or anything like that. And I think they, you know, had somehow there been a scenario where Chase and Kyle Pitts were gone, I think they would have taken him and felt pretty good about it. But they upgraded the offensive line in the offseason. How much is anyone's guess? They were able to add a couple pieces later in the draft that will make the I mean, really the interior was the big concern, because you've got Jonah Williams at tackle, and I think he's going to be good once he's back from, you know, from his injury from last year. Riley Reiff, you know, a solid tackle option as well, and I think both those guys are in line to start. So, to me, Ja'Marr Chase was the one clear difference maker at wide receiver. I think Jaylen Waddle can join him and be that kind of a player, but boy, I mean, you can't deny the chemistry that Chase and Burrow had at LSU. Granted, it was only 1 year, really. I mean, they had 2 years, but that 1 year where they were special together. And some people might say, oh, well, they already have Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. They're okay there. I think this is what they want. They wanted the three receivers. You know, they have Joe Mixon there. This is going to be a tough offense to defend, assuming their protection holds up and that line isn't a joke. So, yeah, I felt like it was the right move. I think they had done enough in free agency to sort of bolster that unit and turn in the cards.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, who had the most disappointing draft? You're like, man, I don't get what they're doing there.
Should we go back to the Packers? I mean, I didn't hate their day three pick, so that's one of the choices made a lot of sense. But, you know, Eric Stokes for me, boy, I didn't necessarily feel like I was looking at a first-round football player. Although I will say, I mean, the first-round athlete, he can run.
Yeah, here's what I've heard about Stokes is like, if he walks into a room or if you see all the measurables,
yeah,
no question. But when you actually watch him play football, you're like, what does he do that says he's a first-round pick? And that was the question other people said as well.
Yeah, no, I'm with it on that one. It's not as if I saw a terrible football player. I would have been shocked if he somehow didn't get picked in round two. You know, again, so we're griping at about a one-round difference of what I thought his value was. You know, if somebody picked him 53rd, I would have said, yep, that's about where I would have thought. You know, there had been some first-round buzz with him, but there's first-round buzz about 68 players. You know, oh, I'm hearing this and I'm seeing this. And just because a team may have something close to a first-round grade on a player doesn't mean he's going to end up there. So, you know, you heard it with him. There were some teams that liked his teammate Tyson Campbell better. I just think there's an awful lot of risk and a lot of work that needs to be done before he's ready to earn a starting job.
Okay, so just the Packers, huh?
I mean, I would say it's hard to give the Seahawks a great grade because they only had three picks. That's certainly a candidate. The Houston Texans, I mean, same deal. They didn't have a first or a second rounder, so how hard can you really be on their class? I mean, Nick Casario walks in and, you know, thinks, okay, well, at least I've got the quarterback situation figured out. Well, that we know that's with Deshaun's situation. That's not clear. So for him to take a quarterback first was very interesting. I mean, Davis Mills, you know, who the heck knows? 11 starts, you know, injuries. We know about the talent. He was, you know, one of the highest prospects in his, or recruits in his high school class. You know, we just didn't get enough to think that, wow, okay, this is a guy who probably should have come out and is in a great situation here. Who knows what the Texans are going to be able to do this year? And will they even be able to give him quality looks to determine, yes, this is the guy we want to keep, or we definitely have to be drafting a quarterback in round one, assuming Watson's out of the picture? So, yeah, I mean, those are some other obvious candidates for the bottom. And then maybe the Saints, maybe they reached on their first two picks, you asked me. So there were a few teams that were candidates for the bottom.
Eric, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. Insight. Love your work at Yahoo, and thanks so much for joining us.
All right, Doug. See you soon.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I was listening to Dan Patrick's show earlier today when I saw Damian Lillard was on. Looked at my phone. I was like, oh, I got to get that. This was Damian Lillard talking on the Dan Patrick Show.
Since my second year, we've been in the playoffs every year. Been the 3 seed twice. We've been to the Western Conference Finals. And where I'm at in my career is like, to get to that next level is like, you can't continue to just be okay with, oh, we're making the playoffs, you know. We're working hard. And, you know, at some point, you got to just be like, it's time to go for it. I want to experience that championship level. And that's where the frustration comes in, where it's when it's like, you know, I want that.
Yeah, I mean, and like, look, the disappointing thing I'm sure for Lillard is like, he's done so many of the right things, right? Like, I've done the right thing. Why can't I get rewarded with other guys coming and joining me. And you know, whereas LeBron goes there, he's not coming up. I like Damian Lillard. He's an amazing story. He's an amazing player. But I mean, there's like a loaded part to this. Can you win a championship with him as your best player? I don't think so. But it all depends on what the rest of your team looks like. And, you know, everybody says they want to win a championship. All right. Is he willing to, you know, make less than top dollar in his next contract so that they can go and use that money to go and get a top level dude? Right. Look at their team this year, and what do you have, right? You have CJ, who's been hurt, and Lillard, and Gary Trent, who's young, and Carmelo, who comes off the bench, Norman Powell, right? And then once you got Nurkic back, now all of a sudden you give yourself a chance to be at least competitive. But you can start to hear that kind of, not anxiety, but that motivation, but a little bit of acceptance for where he thinks he is, his lot in life, with where they've lost in the playoffs before. You know, there's a little bit of a price of being loyal, and some of the massive movement we see now in the NBA is really about us as fans and us as broadcasters. We've put so much weight on do you win a championship, and not a lot of weight on how do you actually play in the way to that championship. On the other hand, Lillard's not much of a defensive player. And though he finishes better than he used to, he's not the world's greatest finisher. He's an incredible shooter shot maker. Incredible. 28 a game, 93 from the line, effective field goal percentage of 54%. I would say that he's not a great finisher, and he will take some bad shots. And he's not a great defender. And he's a good but not a great passer. He's just a hell of a player. He is in the third tier or second tier of stars in the NBA. He's right there. And if you want to sit here and go like, well, he's not. We've seen him against Steph, and Steph is better. In the playoffs, Steph is very similar, only better. Similar as a passer, maybe a little bit better. Doesn't, you know, neither turn it over that as much as they used to, but Lillard turns it over less than Steph does. But Lillard's got incredible range. Steph has better range. Lillard's an incredible shot maker. Steph's a little bit better. And I wouldn't say that Steph is the best player in the league. Like, that's the upper pantheon, the Kevin Durant, LeBron James, you know, when those guys are healthy. The Giannis is, because they're so much bigger, they can affect the game so much greater at the defensive end. I think that's like the first tier. That's why I say that Lillard's probably actually in the third tier, because he's a notch below that of a Steph Curry.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This was Steve Sarkisian talking about his former quarterback, Mac Jones.
I honestly think he's probably the most qualified rookie quarterback to start in year one. I think he's been exposed to a lot. I think him being in school for 4 years and then putting in that time and having to persevere and wait his turn behind a Jalen Hurts, behind a Tua, and then he got his opportunity. He made the most of it. I mean, the 1 year he started, we played an all SEC schedule with Notre Dame and with Ohio State on top of that. So I think he's in a great position to go and compete.
I think that's generally the feeling. But I also think that's one of the reasons that it did fit what San Francisco's ultimate plan was. Look, we may never know, or maybe we'll know here in 6 months or a year, and suddenly, or in 5 years, the truth will come out of exactly what San Francisco really thought of Trey Lance. But there are people that are close enough to Kyle Shanahan where he was super into Mac Jones. And to flip as of April 19th shows that, one, the organization was like, yeah, let's rethink this. And two, I think the plan sort of changed. Maybe it had to do with the inability to move Deshaun Watson, so Jimmy Garoppolo was stuck. That feels like a possibility. Like, think about the timing of it. They wanted Mac Jones. Everybody thought, you know, like, look, if you're going to move Jimmy Garoppolo, you can move to New England or you can move to Houston if you got to get rid of Deshaun Watson. Look at the timing. Everything changed when the allegations came out against Deshaun Watson. And then all of a sudden, they come up with this idea, hey, we're going to trade up and we're going to sit a quarterback for a year and do the Pat Mahomes plan. Look, I think the plan makes a ton of sense. Play Garoppolo for a year. If he can get through the year, play as well as he can. You sit Lance. It doesn't affect you with Lance anyway. And if he falters, you got Trey Lance there while he legitimately learns the system. But I'm not convinced that was the initial plan to pull off the Andy Reid. I think now they've become, yeah, we can't move Garoppolo. Let's do the Andy Reid. Andy Reid, of course, played Alex Smith, then traded Alex Smith, got some return on his investment. Alex Smith got the contract, which, of course, has now been transferred into retirement because he's walked away from the game. It just feels to me like this wasn't the initial plan, but now it's the plan that they're all in on. All in on. And I also think that it's fascinating that we've now had three quarterbacks who, by anyone's estimation, are superstar quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, we don't know if he would have been moved, but he wasn't. Russell Wilson wasn't moved. And Aaron Rodgers, to this point, hasn't been moved. Here's Terry Bradshaw, legendary Steelers quarterback, of course, NFL on Fox analyst, on in New York earlier today.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a three-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the third or fourth round. I had him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
I think it's a lack of communication, but I also think part of it is how Aaron Rodgers rolls. Aaron Rodgers he likes to think of himself as a very loyal guy, and people with any sort of act that he can deem as disloyal, they're out of the circle, and that's how he's able to operate in life. I don't know if that's really how you're able to operate in real life, even if you're a star. I don't have that kind of status. Greg Jennings also said that too. Like once you're out of that circle with Aaron Rodgers, you're out. He's able to do that with friends. He's able to do that with family. I'm not sure you're able to do that with work. So I think that's what changed everything. Everything changed. Every single little thing changed when Deshaun Watson's lawsuits came down against Deshaun Watson. He couldn't be moved. That changed the entire landscape. Look how Carolina reacted. They wanted Deshaun. They trade for Sam Darnold, then trade Teddy Bridgewater. Like, that doesn't happen because if they thought they were getting Deshaun Watson.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season,
We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.